It's time for the Giz Whiz with Mads Matterstrider, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2057, recorded Thursday, September 25th, 2025. Going down the drain. On this episode of the Giz Whiz, Diggity has his final gadgets from holiday to play. Also, is Diggity throwing money down the drain? I have the last of my home theater gadgets, and it goes out with a fizzle, and your videos all next on The Giz Whiz!
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for The Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing blowing LEDs. Get ready for The Giz Whiz now.
Now! And here he is. Dick DiBartolo, the gadget guy. How are you doing, Diggy D?
I'm doing good, sir. I am doing... Oh, and also, I am a certified napping professional.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, this nap is not going to take itself.
Man.
I'm licensed and bonded.
I originally thought that said mapping, you know, like a surveyor. It kind of looked like one of those surveyor pucks that you see on the ground.
Oh, yeah, yes, yeah.
You know,
well, napping's easier than surveying,
I also am a napping professional. Now,
are you a good napper?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Now, I have a question for you, though. Is what is the minimum amount of nap time that you need?
20 minutes.
Really? That's not me. I can't. If I'm down for a nap, it has to be at least an hour. At least. And then, like, a good nap. Like, if I had scheduled the time, you know, right around 1 p.m. to fall asleep, if I could get 3-hour nap, oh, my gosh. Amazing.
And
never
you wake
that long
up
for
refreshed?
You. Oh, yeah. Most refreshed. The most refreshed.
Wow.
Yeah. But it sounds like you would think that that's insane. You would never take a nap that long.
Well, that's more like sleep.
I understand.
Yeah. No, I normally don't have to set a clock, and I fall asleep, and I usually automatically wake up between 20 and 25 minutes later.
Man, I wish. If I fall asleep like that, yeah, I'm just out at least... At least for an hour, at least.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There were, you know, I once took a class on power napping and power napping on techniques to do, like how to like center yourself. You did like these muscle relaxing things.
I went there, but I fell asleep during it.
We did. We did. At the very end, take a nap.
Did you really?
Yes.
Did you nap?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it was crazy because it was like on the floor of a gymnasium. It wasn't even that comfortable of a spot, but I was able to.
On a floor?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Oh, Mike, did you wake up and was your wallet gone? It almost sounds like...
Everyone's wallet was gone.
You're gone. Nah. Oh, you fell for the old napping class.
Anything happened to you fun this week? I saw something that crossed my Twitter feed that I wanted to talk to you about. I think we've talked about it before, but I am a huge fan of Spaceballs. You remember that old
movie? Oh, the movie. Yeah.
Spaceballs.
Yeah.
They're remaking Spaceballs. Have you heard of this?
No.
Yes, they are. They're remaking it. And they shared the cast photo, which I thought was really fun to kind of see everybody. That's the guy who plays Olaf right there. One of the funny jokes here is that Pizza the Hut is returning. They have a pizza there. And then there's some other, you know, like familiar faces. So I just thought that was kind of a fun thing. The other funny thing, like you see some of the costumes. Like there's
a that's great.
Fire hydrant.
That's great.
The helmet from the...
yes. God, who wore the helmet in that?
Gosh, all the little stormtroopers when they were running through there.
Yes.
And then there was dark, you know, the dark helmet as well. But that one, I think, was from the stormtroopers. Well, this image was just killing me laughing because... I recognized it instantly. Do you remember this image? Because this is the image from The Force Awakens when they, then Star Wars rebooted. And this was this absurdly popular image at the time with R2-D2 in the background, J.J. Abrams sitting right there, Mark Hamill right there. Anyway, I thought that that was satire out of the satirist playbook was for Spaceballs to do a almost one-to-one. I mean, that is just so amazing. Cast reveal from the Star Wars universe.
Well, Christopher Guest and the guys from Spinal Tap also. Are you a Spinal Tap fan?
Yes, yes. It goes to 11. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, now it's Spinal Tap. I think it opened last Saturday.
Oh, my gosh.
Chat room, anybody know the name of the new Spinal Tap movie?
I need to see that.
Yeah, me too.
That's awesome. The new is released. Spinal Tap 2, The End Continues.
The End Continues.
September 12th. So, yeah.
It's been around
almost
a while.
Yeah, almost 2 weeks now. The film features... Oh, there's music. Anyway, AI. I kind of hate Google's AI synopsis half the time. I'm not really a huge fan of it.
I like a Google AI only because... Did I tell this story last week about...
I'm not sure.
The new Match Game? Anyway, there's Match Game 2025 with Martin Short. And the questions to me sort of don't make sense. And so into Google AI, I typed, who is writing the questions for the 2025 version of the Match Game? And AI, it only took like 20 seconds. And AI said, the production company does not give anybody credit for writing the Match Game questions. However, Dick DiBartolo is often credited with coming up with the original fill-in. And I'm thinking, what?
Pretty cool. Here's a little host chat update in the AI world.
Yes.
I've been playing around with a new AI platform called Cursor. Not really that new. Honestly, Cursor has been around for a while. It's just new to me because I'm starting to play around with it. But it's kind of become one of the... icons of the idea of vibe coding. Have you heard of the concept of vibe coding?
No.
The idea is that you could just tell the AI, well, I want you to make an app that allows me to easily input the bill from my table. I want it to be OCR. And then I want to be able to say I have, you know, 5 or 6 guests with me. And then it splits the bill and tells me how much to tip. And then the AI agent goes inside of a coding window. You know, it's a whole application that can actually create multiple files, create APKs. It can even ask, you know, command line things to get stuff from GitHub or, you know, do Git requests to download things and all sorts of stuff. It's called Cursor, just like your mouse cursor. Someone in the chat were asking. So... I gave it a kind of like an idea of a website and instantly it pops out, you know, a gorgeous website where you hover over buttons and they have animations and there's graphs and there, you know, it has multiple, it has like 15 pages in it, you know, anyway, that was a fun little, hobby exercise to check that out.
Oh my God. I'm amazed it didn't say, I have created it, and now I have copyrighted it. Would you like a 10% commission for the idea?
Exactly. We've just added credit card integration, and I think a 50-50 split makes the most sense to me. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's right.
So, yeah, that was kind of fun to get up to this week. Yeah.
Excellent.
Shall we jump into some gadgets?
Let's do it. We had one gadget left over from Holiday of Play, which was featuring things they expect to be big for Christmas. And here it is.
Hey, we're at Crayola. And wow, what I have never seen anything like this. And we're going to find out from Erica, what is this?
This is Crayola's marker airbrush.
And you draw with it?
You spray art with it.
You spray art. Can you do something?
Yes.
Okay.
So what you do, fans, is you just hold on to the nozzle, you put the marker inside, and then you just spray onto your stencil. Really fun stencil with intricate detail. We're drawing the sun right now.
It looks like it's laying it down pretty thick.
And then to change colors, you just change markers?
Yeah.
Yes. And then all you do is you twist off the knob, you pull out your marker, you put in another marker, you twist the easy knob back on again, and then you are able to color over it as well. And then you can take your stencil off.
Oh, how great.
Boom.
Wow.
This is for ages 6+, and it retails for $21.99.
And is that out now?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Amazing. That was super.
Thank you.
That is really, really impressive.
Yes. And the funny thing is, after he was done, she was done, Dennis said, didn't you do a spray marker a couple of years ago? And I think I may have. But the thing is, rereading the press release, the original one was a plug-in.
Oh.
And so they made it eight years and above. And now this one is battery operated, 4 AA's. You supply yourself. But now it's for 6 and up. And the other one, the original one, I believe had its own markers. But this one can take any Crayola marker. Which is because you probably have a lot of them lying around. I said, will it take any marker?
Yeah, I was
and
like,
she said, well,
when you
Crayola markers. But I have an idea. Just seeing the way that falls into the, there's a little video. It doesn't seem like there's any way that the pen would ever know whether it's a Crayola marker or not.
Right.
I'm not sure, but it seems like a real fun thing.
I agree. I honestly was really shocked that even during the demo, the yellow was coming out as vibrant as it was.
I believe she said you can sort of set how heavy you want it to be.
Oh, interesting.
This says works with most Crayola markers.
Yeah.
And works on fabric, which is nice.
I wonder if they want it to be a Crayola marker so that, like, you don't accidentally spray permanent marker on your stencil and then get mad you can't wipe it off the stencil.
Well, you know what? It's interesting. It also only sprays when it's facing down.
Oh.
Isn't that interesting?
That is a very interesting feature.
I guess they were worried that a kid might try and spray another kid.
Yeah.
But I guess the thing is you have to lay them on the
floor. No spraying folks in the eye, okay? You can only spray them in the eye if they lay down face up, okay? That's the only way you're going to spray
your friends not giving hints. We are not giving hints. We're just saying it would have to be that way. I thought it was pretty neat.
I like it. I was honestly, like I said, I'm still shocked at the vibrancy. I'm sure, obviously, you know, they're using fresh markers, but still, even then, very shocked by that. Pretty good price, and I like that it isn't plugged into the wall anymore, and that's the thing I would prefer. So, and then to lower the age rating because you're not dealing with a wall plug.
Exactly.
You know, that makes a lot of sense. So,
yes.
I think it is a pretty cool update. I like it.
Excellent. Okay, here's my next item, which you might find interesting.
Ooh. Whoop.
Or a few weeks ago.
Here we go. We'll start that over.
Welcome to Mission Control. Or a few weeks ago, Mission Out of Control.
Okay. Yeah.
That's when I was having so much trouble with my desktop. And Dwindle said, you know, I'll send you a code. I'll go in and see what's going on with your computer. So he looked around and he said, why do you have so many programs on this computer? A lot of them doing the same thing. And I said, well, I like to download new programs, but I'm always afraid to delete something because I think it might affect something else. Anyway, he said the thing to do is just reload Windows because you have a powerful computer. I think it's 32 gigabytes of RAM, and it's a 12th generation i7 processor. Anyway, I decided to do that, and I thought, I have an Asus with a dual screen. So he put, Dwindle put OBS on this one.
Oh.
And then I put Windows back on the tower. And I wanted to use both of them. But I thought, you know what? I need this one monitor, this one big monitor for both shows. And I thought, for GizFizz, I'll just change a cable. And then over here, when I do GizWiz, it's just one cable swap for each. And then I thought, you know what? I don't even want to bother.
We have gadgets for this type of situation.
Oh, yes.
Well, this little guy, okay, it's pronounceable, Gana, HDMI switcher, and it's so convenient. So this computer has OBS on it, okay? So when I need this computer, I just push this little button. The LED on that side lights up. And what's on this computer is on this main screen. And then when I fire this up for GizWiz, just hit it again, the LED on this side lights up. So it's getting the output from this computer. Right now I have it on extend, which is why you see two different screens. While you're here, so this is another computer. A laptop, and that powers the chat room, so I can see the chat room when I'm doing both shows. That's just the same. And then this over here was, I told a friend at Lenovo, I said, I hope reloading Windows doesn't mess things up. And he said, let us lend you a laptop just in case things go very wrong. I know you have to do your show. So that's a Legion gaming laptop. Now, this thing is so inexpensive.
$799 in gray, 4.3 out of 5 stars from, wow, more than 31,000 people. But if you want it in colors, the prices are all over the place, all the way up to $18.
Right.
For the black one.
That's crazy.
That comes with an HDMI cable. And if you need even more inputs and outputs, there are remote control units. Some of them under $20.
So that's it. Nothing can possibly go wrong.
Oh no! The lights went out.
I hit a button on my little thing at the exact same time that you turned that off, and I thought I did that. You got so good, Diggity. That was, you got me. Wow, I cannot believe the price. $8.
$8. It has little LEDs. It's made of aluminum.
I mean, yeah. Like, what else? Every single conference room in America needs one of these, because I've been at so many where they have, you know, a horrible conference, you know, a cable going over here, a cable going over there, and you can't figure it out. I mean, or this, even for like, gosh, my own, you know, TV in my living room. If I have the Wii on one and then, you know, the Xbox on another, I can just quickly switch between the two. This is really
cool. I said, I think they have a 4-input one remote control for like $19.
Yeah, that's amazing.
They have a ton of stuff.
Yeah, look at this one. I don't know if this is the same company, but $12. Yeah, it's not the same company.
No, but
that's crazy.
Yeah,
I think HDMI technology is one of those things. You know, after a port has been around for so many years and the factories can just start churning out the stuff, it's almost like the micro USB port that will never die. It's like, and they're just, yes. Those ports are just so cheap now. I wonder, I'm theorizing that HDMI has gotten to that where they can just, you know, oh, I have this idea for a thing. That piece costs 5 cents. That piece costs 5 cents. Let's make a product for $8 and make some money.
It's yeah. Insane. Well, you know, the very first HDMI cable, I believe, did not carry sound.
Oh yeah, I think it was just digital video.
Yes. Yes, you had to run. You had to run the red and white audio cables to your TV, and then they said, "Well, let's make it all in one cable."
Yeah, and then I remember there was HDMI with Ethernet. Whoa, and like that was, you know, there was all these like funky little things. But yeah, HDMI has had quite a lot of progress, and who knows what standard we're on now, but. Yeah, so that's really, really, really cool. Now, do you know, can it do, what's its max? Oh, I was just figuring this out. Max resolution 4K and 3D enabled. That's really cool. Yeah, that's a cool little gadget. Cheap, cool.
Yeah, 4K at 60 hertz.
Yeah, so yeah, 60 frames, 60 hertz, 60.
Right. 3D, yeah, 3D is dead, I believe, totally.
Especially now with virtual reality.
Yeah.
It's like if you really love 3D, you can, you know, get a virtual reality headset, basically. Okie dokie. Cool gadget.
Oh, yeah. Also, you know what I forgot to mention? Mm-hmm. These are also inexpensive. Like behind the set, instead of having a cable coming straight out, you can get these little 90-degree HDMI connectors so that the cable goes in a direction easier than if you use it straight on. So, and you can buy, like, I think I got a bag of all different angles for $12, four of them.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. So,
easy way to hook up things.
Perfect, perfect. You got one more gadget for us?
One more gadget, and you might be interested in this too.
Okie dokie.
We're going to talk about bathroom sinks. Okay. My bathroom sink has one of these little mesh drain holders. And anything gets stuck in it, the water just backs up. And I've replaced it a bunch of times. And I thought, I'm going to see about getting something totally different. So I looked on Amazon and I saw this, the bathroom sink drain stopper, pop-up drain, drain cover, anti-clogging filter basket. And there was one other feature that I thought was really neat is a little basket that will trap things before they go down the drain. And one of my, hasn't happened yet, but one of my dreads is if a crown ever fell out, because crowns like $3,000 to $5,000 and they're little. And so this is how this works. Okay. We're going to put it in a sink and we'll see how it drains. But this part down here is a screw off, not a screw off, but you, let's see. See, there's a little clip here. Just clip down. And then hopefully your crown or your ring, the diamond of your ring fell off. And it's supposed to trap hair. Okay. So we're going to go and see what it looks like or how it works in the sink. Okay, this sink's more than 50 years old. So just drop it in the drain. And then we're going to let some water run.
Makes it look nice, honestly. Adds a little bit of chrome.
It does.
You want to actually fill the sink, just push that down. And now we're filling the sink. And let that go up. I just want to see how fast it drains, okay? Although drains in this building are not super good. But you know what? This is not... not particularly fast at draining. It is draining, but not terribly fast.
It's like you've clogged
the
it.
Name you can pronounce, Rantec, R-A-N-T-E-C. It was $7.99.
You know, it only got 3.5 stars out of 5 from 197 people. But as Dennis said, you really don't fill bathroom sinks that often all the way up and need to have it drain quickly. So I guess it's okay. There are dozens of these on Amazon. So if this sort of thing interests you, I didn't see this one when I bought mine, or I would have bought it, because it's 146 people, 4.9 out of 5 stars, but they all look pretty much the same with that screw-off basket that's supposed to catch hair, or your diamond falls out of your ring. But I like the idea, and they look pretty good in the sink. And this one's about the same. It's 2 for $16, so $8. Throw in your money, not down the drain.
There you go. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. You know what? I couldn't resist. I also bought those. So maybe next week we'll do an unboxing and see if they really they look identical.
Yes.
But one only got 3.5 stars and one got 4.9 stars. almost the same number of people too.
I'm shocked by that, because
yeah,
they do look exactly the same.
Yeah,
just about. Yeah,
just about. One looks like it might be a little more brassy.
Right, right. But
boy, that's again inexpensive to mm-hmm. my mind. Oh, look at how many there are.
I know. And if you don't want the basket and all sorts of other stuff. Oh, my gosh. Well, yeah. I like that. Yeah, I'd be scared.
Yeah, I do too. Pretty neat, I think.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. I didn't know that there was an option to just drop into an old drain like that.
You know, it says
all mine have always had the mechanical stuff there, and yeah, there was no, like, just dropping something in.
It's like it's all drains from 1.1 to 1.45 inches.
Perfect.
So.
Perfect. Okie dokie.
Well, oh, boy.
We have a new crappy corner. Wait, no, that's the... I realize I don't have the letters yet loaded up, but I will start working on that. Anyway, let's head into a little bit of crappiness.
Eat it. But you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie. I forgot to actually get the gadget out of the crappy corner. Here it is. Not much to say. I say all of it in the video. So let's take a look at the gadget.
We are back at it with another home theater gadget. And today, we are going to be taking a look at this. This is a Bluetooth 2-in-1 audio transmitter. So the idea is that if you have a television in your living room and you don't want to bother the other people in the space, you could add this to your setup, and now you can pair not just one, but 2 Bluetooth devices, probably headphones, to this device. For demonstrations, I have one pair of headphones, and then I have a Bluetooth speaker so that y'all can hear what's going on. But like I said, probably you're going to be using headphones. So here it is. Inside of the box, you also get a little USB power cable, a Velcro stick, an optical audio cable, and then also a really teeny tiny aux cable.
Wow.
When you turn it on, this is what it looks like. You'll notice up here, this is like it's sending the signal. This is where it thinks it's getting its input, the volume, Bluetooth, and what it's doing. As I plug in this aux cable, you'll see this optical. This stands for optical audio. It'll change to aux. There you go.
To tell
you which input that it is on. So now I'm going to go ahead. It's connecting. So I'm going to go ahead and grab my headphones first. Turn them on into pairing mode. There they go. Now they're in pairing mode. And then we'll see if we can find anything over here. Okay, let me try to get this to connect and we'll be right back. okay, the headphones are paired. I realized my issue was that I was in a different mode. So now I'm in transmit mode. I was in receive mode before. And just to kind of give you an idea, looking here at the instructions, we have transmitter mode. You can also, it can also be a receiver, or you can bypass the audio as well. So it has a whole bunch of different options. The way that we switch between them is by hitting this little transfer button. That's like the mode button. I like the one we're in, so I don't want to hit it again. And then you can hit that to start scanning. So let's try to get our second device here. I'm going to click the Bluetooth for a little while to start pairing. I've noticed this about this device at least twice or three times now. You really have to read the instructions. These instructions are critical. I've lost this pairing mode. In order to add a second device, I have to click and hold for 4 seconds. And then it says I have to confirm with another button. Looks like I'm not even getting it to do the first thing. Oh my gosh. How to connect the second headphones. Hit the pairing mode, press the search button for 4 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4. Seems like it should give me some confirmation. Well, I just lost that because now I'm in receiving mode. We gotta switch to transfer mode. Now we're on bypass mode. Okay, this is getting a little bit more frustrating, but hopefully you'd only have to set this up once. Okay, I've been working on it for 10 minutes-ish, and honestly, I give up. Even though it says that my headphones are connected and I'm even able to turn up the volume, I'll play some audio on my computer and I will hear absolutely nothing. Getting the second speaker to pair has been impossible. I did try different methods of like using this button first to pair and then switching over, following the instructions to a T. Honestly, it's incredibly, incredibly, incredibly frustrating to work with. And even with just one pair of headphones, which seems like it should be able to do quite easily, I can't even get that to work. So I would not recommend the Monster Bluetooth 2-in-1 wireless audio adapter from Monster at all. It's been incredibly frustrating, absolutely not user-friendly, and it really looks like it should be like the perfect device. I love the screen, I like the buttons, I like the knob, I like the select button. Seems like this, and it has like 3 different modes, seems amazing, but in actuality, I cannot get this thing to function, so.
Usually Monster used to make incredible stuff.
Now, Scooter X is pointing out something that I did not notice at the time in the video. It says that it's on optical audio instead of the aux input when I'm saying that I'm playing audio through my computer and I'm not hearing it. So that was a bug I didn't realize that was going on at the time. Either way, I still could never pair the second Bluetooth to it. Man, and giving this to like a family member, I just could not imagine them working through it. If you had a dedicated headphones that were like set aside just for this, maybe, but.
It must be expensive. The Monster stuff is usually very pricey.
So it's not
too
expensive.
Oh my God, that's all?
Yeah, so it's only $33. 4 stars is what I got on the reviews. So honestly, especially after now, you know, Scooter X mentioning that it wasn't in the right mode and looking and seeing that and the thing. My review has gone now back to mixed. I might need to give it another try, but I had a frustrating experience with it for sure. So, not a big fan. Okay, we are about to head into the letter, but before we do, let's make sure that we have the brand new
Ivan Hahn theme.
Yes, exactly. Which is...
Well, we're doing warehouse first.
Oh, you're right. You are right. Okay, let's go to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Foghorn. Thanks for keeping me on track there.
No problem. All right, so in memories, a photo came up. You can show that photo now. And it is me on World News Now with Rena, and I forgot her last name. So in AI, I typed, "Who are these two people?" And AI said, "In this particular segment, David Pogue appears to be demonstrating a science or technology-related concept. A common feature of his appearances where he explains complex topics in engaging and accessible manner." Rena was co-anchor of World News Now from 2014 to 2016. So I get credit for writing Match Game from AI, but I get zero. David Pogue does not have a mustache.
Just to remind you, this is David Pogue here.
Yes, this is David Pogue. David Pogue is actually a very good friend.
And he's the technology reporter.
Yes.
Like the technology reporter. So, of course,
for
we know.
For years, he was the tech reporter for the New York Times.
Yes.
He is currently on CBS Sunday Morning. And when there was that big a mad museum piece, David came here and we actually shot video talking about MAD here at Disneyland. So anyway, it is Dick DiBartolo. But the gadget is so funny. And I found the original video, goes back, I think, 11 years. And the introduction, you'll see it. It's all the hokey intros I used to do. So here is the original video from 11 years ago.
Dick DiBartolo, Mads Maddest Writer, and the GizWiz, One Take Theater here at gizwiz.tv. You know, I got an email and someone said, "Has anything you ever reviewed on the show ended up in Dick's Gadget Warehouse?" I said, "Pretty much everything." Well, not everything, but probably 70% of the stuff we showed years ago is warehouse material because gadgets just don't last that long. But this is kind of interesting because this gadget, Key Buoy, I went back through my files and it turns out I showed this 9 years ago. Go on Amazon. It's still selling. Let me see.
Oh, my gosh.
And now we're almost talking 20 Prime. Years ago now.
And you're saying, what is Key Buoy? It's from Davis Instruments. So it's if you drop your keys in the drink. Great for boaters, okay? Now, you can't put tons of keys on it. It's 2.8 ounces. But this amount of keys and this little flashlight and this ring on my, what is my, the Ultra Ship scale, it
Do
says
you still
that
use that,
these
diggy
only weigh 1.6 ounces. So you can go up to, I believe it's 2.8 ounces. So let's do a little demo. So, man, keys overboard! So in theory, you have accidentally dropped your keys in the drink.
Ah!
Now, you won't see this happening if the water's deep, but already the key buoy has opened. I believe there's a little sponge in there that forces the clamshell thing to open. Then there's a little tablet that melts. And then
dissolves.
It starts to fill the little tube with air. Oh, my word. Come on. You can do it. You can do it. Oh, is this saying, wait a minute. I can't do it. I'm trying. Oh, you know what? I can see it working. I can see. Oh my word.
There we go.
Something.
I was wondering, it was leaking air out the side. I was worried. Head.
And here they come.
Da, 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 da,
they are now
da.
Off the bottom. And Davis Instruments says you have
melting.
Like 25 minutes to a half hour to grab your keys before it starts to deflate. But it's also great because this large orange shaft here that brought the keys back up to the surface is a good marker. So even if there's waves where your keys went in, you should be able to see this marker easily. So there it is, Keybuoy, David Instruments on Amazon. And as I said, as of September 16th, a Keybuoy is $7.41. And Amazon Prime, free shipping if you're an Amazon member. So there you go. If your keys stay up for more than 4 hours, consult a hardware store. Dickie Bartola, Mads Maddest writer, and the GizWiz One Take Theater here at gizwiz.tv. Bye!
That is a really, I think that's a cool gadget. I can't believe it had such bad reviews.
Yes. Also, look at how much they want for it now.
Whoa!
20, it must.
Inflation's crazy.
Yeah.
It got better reviews.
Oh, wait, it's better reviews here.
Yeah, way better now. That is so funny. No product information, but okay.
Yeah.
Look at all the other, you know.
Well, those are just.
Those aren't the same. They're just already floating.
Yeah, your keys theoretically should just be floating.
Yeah, this is way better because you'll have that massive, you know, stick,
like a 28-inch orange flag.
Yeah,
to show you where they are. Yes, it's one time.
Yes, one time use. But still, 20 years later, that's insane.
It's still around. That's
crazy.
For a gadget.
That's crazy.
Pretty amazing.
That's neat. I like it. That's a good warehouse. Amazing warehouse video. With that, let's go into, hopefully load it up into the system, the letter! It worked! Oh, it's too big. I need to shrink it. One second. Now. Okay, one second. It should actually be that size. There we go. But there we go. Next time, the letters will play correctly. What do you got for it, Sticky D?
Okay, Dewey says, when I saw this, guys, I just had to send it on to you. Is it the next Foldy Mate?
Oh,
he says, they say it's for real. And he sent a link to a video.
Okay. What? Those lamps have come alive.
I this is from Fast Company, which is like,
reputable.
Been around, yes, exactly.
Ish.
But this seems just ridiculous, doesn't it?
I agree. Now, I've seen this a lot. This personal robot thing is almost becoming like a trend of, you know, the humanoid robots will be able to
do
everything, you know. They'll be able to do your laundry. They'll be able to put it in your laundry. You know, you'll put it in the washer, put it in the dryer, and then fold it. But this is like completely different.
Completely nutty. Who wants that next to their bed?
You're looking for your help and want to avoid privacy concerns of humanoids in your home. So I guess it doesn't. If you want to avoid having actual robots. Instead, you can get lamp robots, which will be less likely to kill you and listen into you. What?
Oh, so she just throws the laundry on the And then these things come out. It just,
Also, I mean, just from a design element, these long arms that are...
It's ridiculous.
That seems, yeah, this seems just so dumb.
I mean, I
agree.
I wouldn't mind it if it also made you bed.
Right. That'd be fine.
Did it have a price anywhere? Or
it just seems like it's just this video.
Oh, okay.
From this guy. Let's see what this is. Yeah, there they are, I guess. Yeah, this seems like the startiest startup. This seems like they bought an ad on Fast Company, and we just watched an ad on Fast... We just looked an ad on
yes.
Fast Company. Can't believe it. This seems so... This seems so dream level, not
yes.
actual product level. This is, wow, we got a rendering. Thanks, Fast Company.
And also, I don't think I want to go to sleep that with these arms might in the middle of the night pick me up.
But privacy concerns, Dickie D. Privacy concerns, and they may concern you. So instead of having a robot, you would have arms coming in.
All right, yeah.
Could you imagine? I don't know. I might like it. I could imagine all snuggled into bed. Hey, magic arms, can you get me my water? And then grabs your water and brings over, you know, with a straw.
Aren't you afraid that you'd wake up in the morning folded up with your legs?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't need. Or my alarm goes off and my robotic arms takes my pillow and blankets away. That'd be horrible. I don't know about this.
Dewey, that's very funny. Dewey, we are very, we're not so sure this is going to replace FoldyMate. We think it may end up like FoldyMate.
Yes. It might replace FoldyMate in the vaporware category.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Thanks, Dewey, for sending that over.
That was very funny.
Thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Patreon is a platform to support your favorite things, and you can support us over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Every single episode we publish is an episode that our patrons support, so we thank them a lot. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If you like the GizWiz, please consider giving back over at patreon.com/GizWiz, or you can head on over to our website, gizwiz.tv. Click on the Patreon tab at the top of the website. There's a big old banner that'll take you to our Patreon page there. And you can also hit this little button to go to PayPal. Some people want to donate via a different platform, PayPal. That's completely fine. It's just there on our website, gizwiz.tv. Speaking of our website, that's where you can watch the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern time. Whenever we're live at the website, we'll just update with a live stream. So just head on over to gizwiz.biz and see the live stream there. And also make sure you join the chat room and chat along with everybody. And that'll just instantly update when we are live. And that will show the latest episode when we are not. If you miss an episode, all of them are there on our website, or you can find them on our YouTube page or on Apple Podcasts or all over the internet. Head on over to gizwiz.biz, that's Dickie D's website, where he writes articles about all of the gadgets that we talk about on the show. So if you ever need a link or a reminder to a gadget, it is right there on gizwiz.biz. While you're there, play What the Heck Is It? This is the game that you get to play online, and you got to guess what that gadget is. And this is obvious to me that it is a smart contact lens for a whale. Yeah, they need those that augmented reality overlaid on their vision.
That's a good one. Send that in.
Yeah. There you go. So if you think you know what this is, get a guess in gizwiz.biz. 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers, but 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. So get a guess in at gizwiz.biz. The instructions
are I have to make a note that entries have fallen since I came up with a gadget that Google does not recognize.
Interesting.
Yes, because people would just
Dickie, you're smart to have put your face there because it throws off all AI.
Yes, exactly. And it said, I'm sorry, we can find no match for this.
Very interesting. Maybe have to use their brains now.
Well, AI would have said, this is David Pogue behind.
This gadget is definitely David Pogue. Is now what right. AI says.
With a scuba mask. Right.
Yes. It's pretty funny. So if you really know what it is, there's a good chance.
Yes, excellent.
Like.
Excellent.
That's pretty cool.
Or crazy chance.
Yes. And honestly, crazy those are always idea. Funnier and better.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
That's a gizwiz.biz. Thank you so much for watching our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.